All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. This is the first day of one hot AVN summer. So we're going to bring a lot of these games to you. I know there's like a schedule that says what I'm going to be doing on joystick, but hey, joystick people, I'm going to be randomly popping up with all kinds of stuff throughout the week. So look forward to a lot of stuff. All right, like, I can't give you a schedule for it. You'll know it when you see it. I don't want to put one something, but it's all going to be 1 o'clock pretty much. But all right, let's get started with Ripples. Will you say something already? Ha 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 ha, I knew it. This was a waste of time trying to convince her. You really had me going. For a second, I thought you were going to tell me some terrible news or something. I gotta give it to you. You had me until you mentioned time travel. Damn it, Darcy, I'm serious. Is this payback for that surprise yesterday? No, I'm dead serious. I took pictures on my phone. Take a look. Whoa, this is so creepy looking. You have to take me back there and show me where this is. I want to go so bad. Oh no, this is a bad idea. Darcy cannot go there. If something were to happen to her, I'd never forgive myself. No, Darcy, that's not a good idea. There was this guy with a gun, and he told me never to come back.
A guy with a gun?
Yeah, I have no clue who he was. Do you believe me now?
Oh, fuck off. These pictures only show the power plant. There's nothing here that shows you were in 99.
Either you're getting really good at bullshitting, or maybe you got knocked out at the power plant, and the time travel part was all a dream. I should have figured she wouldn't believe me. I guess I'll just play it off as a joke. Ah ha ha, I had you going there for a while. Fucker, I almost started to believe you for a second, and then I was like, nah, there's no way. And you were so serious about it? But I love the story, very entertaining. Maybe if I can find some more proof somehow I can convince her, but I don't want to go back there. I'll come back to this conversation another time if I can figure out a way to convince her. Or maybe it's best if I don't convince her. Imagine all the cool stuff you could do if you got to travel back to 99. That would be a blast. No, it wasn't a blast at all. She only knew how terrified I was. Yeah. So is that why you didn't go to school? No, I had a nightmare about my dad and wasn't in a good mood, so I decided to leave early this morning and skip school. Decided to walk around in the wilderness, get some fresh air, and clear my mind. I'm sorry to hear that, Grim. That's terrible. You still have those nightmares. I probably would have had nightmares too after going inside that power plant. That looks spooky as hell in those pictures. I would have skipped school with you if you wanted me to. Jessica's finally calling me back. Go ahead, answer it. Hello? Grim! Hey, did you get my message? Yeah, I got your fucking message. You wait until everyone's worried sick about you before you decide to call someone and tell them you're okay. What the fuck is wrong with you? Do you know how worried we were? Huh? I'd hate to be you right now. Calm down, Jessica. I already apologized. I would have called earlier, but my phone stopped working and I wasn't around any other phones. Your phone stopped working? Don't give me that bullshit. Even if it did stop working, you're still to blame for dropping your fucking phone on the ground. Is that how you treat a brand new phone? Just drop it on the ground? Would you drop me if you had the chance? Would you treat me that way? This girl is crazy. Okay, you're right. I need to calm down. You can hear Jessica taking a few deep breaths, trying to calm herself. Grim, I'm sorry for yelling at you. I'm just glad you're okay, and I want to give you a big hug and never let go. Mood swings again. Where are you at right now? Do you want me to come pick you up? I'm at Darcy's right now. Figures. When are you coming home? We're playing video games right now. I'll be home in a little bit. I'll see you when you get home. Hangs up. Jeez. I wasn't that worried until Jessica called me freaking out and asking me a million questions. Yeah, she left me a bunch of text messages. I don't know why she was freaking out so much. I was only gone half the day. Well, she did make a good point. All the other times you skipped school, you would at least tell me. Not to mention Tiffany finding an empty bed when trying to get you up for school. When I told Jessica that I had no clue where you were, she really started freaking out. She thought you left in the middle of the night and ran away, but I know you'd never do that.
I don't know why she'd think that. She said she called you earlier and apologized? Yeah, after bitching and freaking out for 5 minutes. But after that, she was surprisingly nice. I've never talked to her when she wasn't acting like a bitch. It was very strange. That's good. She told me she was gonna apologize, but I wasn't sure if she was telling the truth or not. Well, I'm just glad it was a false alarm and you were just being a dum-dum that doesn't know how to call anyone. I already told you my phone stopped working after I dropped it. I'm talking about before you left your house. I don't care how early it was. Just leave a message next time so you don't worry everyone. I apologize. I wasn't thinking straight. I'll call next time. Anyway, did I miss anything at school? Nope, it was pretty boring. Actually, something funny did happen. That bitch Shelby was accusing me of throwing shit at her at the park. Something about ruining her clothes. Aha, I just laughed and said, let me know when you find out who did it so I can thank him. Aha, I know who did it. Who? Skylar. After you left last night, I decided to go for a walk and get some fresh air. I walked to the park and ran into Skylar skateboarding around. She was pissed off because Shelby had gotten her mom fired, so she camped behind a tree and threw rotten garbage at her. Aw, man, I wish I could have seen that. You're talking about Jessica's friend Skylar, right? Yeah. That's awesome. I love that girl. I hope she doesn't continue thinking that you did it. I've heard stories about her doing some crazy shit to people. Getting Skylar's mom fired is just one example. Most people are scared to stand up to her now. Fuck that whore. I'm not scared of her. I know you're not scared of her, but you should be careful. You never know if she's gonna try and target your grandma just to get back at you. Like try to get her fired or something else. I'd go nuts on that bitch if she did something like that. I'll try to keep my cool, but I won't let her walk all over me. Good. So what's this I hear about your little trip to Kira's house? Shit, I knew this was coming. She doesn't seem upset or anything, so that's a plus. I mean, she doesn't really have any reason to, unless what she said about us practicing was a lie and she secretly has feelings for me. There's no sense in lying about anything. It sounds like Crystal already said something anyway. Well, she asked me to come over last night and it did. We watched some Netflix and one thing led to another and you gave her that dick, huh? I wouldn't necessarily put it like that, but yeah. Don't act like that. I'm not upset with either of you. When she told me a while back that she had a crush on you, I told you to go for it. Excuse me, I told her to go for it. And if I were you, I would have a hard time saying no to her. That's good to hear. I wasn't sure how she'd react to hearing that. I was trying to tell you about her hitting on me yesterday, and you told me you didn't want to talk about it. I know I'm not stupid. I know I'm not stupid. I knew she was going to do that after I talked to her in class. So how was it? Did it feel really good? If I had a dick, I'd definitely stick it to her. She is surprisingly acting cool about this. This doesn't seem like Darcy to me. She's always been one of the bros, but it feels strange talking to her about sex. I guess I'll just be honest and tell her about it. It was excellent. Sex feels amazing, and she knew what she was doing, so I had a great time. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little jealous. I'm getting bored of vibrators and dildos. Jealous of Crystal and me, or jealous of having sex in general? Or Kira? Darcy has never been a shy person, but she usually doesn't talk about sex so casually. But then again, it's been a while since we saw each other. So, is this like just a wanting to fuck thing, or you really like her? That's a good question. How do I feel about Crystal or Karen or whatever her name is now? Honestly, I just wanted to have sex with her. Nothing more to it. She's a good-looking girl, so I asked why not. Or so I said, why not? Okay, that's pretty much what I figured. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's really hot when I think about it. I wouldn't mind watching that. You want to watch? Shit, I need to dial it back for now. I don't want to sound like a creepy voyeur. No, I'm just fucking around. Kind of. Anyway, we talked for a while today, and I told her about our practicing, and I told her I would stop if she still has feelings for you. But she told me, no way, you keep practicing with him, I don't mind. Then started talking about how hot it was to imagine us practicing. I was like, okay, if you say so. Aha, she's a trip. Yeah, she's something else. So Speaking of practicing, do you want to continue where we left off yesterday? What do you say, old buddy, old pal? What do you have in mind? I don't know. You're the one that's supposed to be helping me. You have more sexual experience than I do, right? I guess so. Let's just start with kissing again. I thought you said you didn't need to practice kissing anymore. You're pretty darn great at it, if you ask me. Yeah, but practice makes perfect. And if you stop doing something long enough, you get rusty. I think she just wants to kiss me some more, but I'm not gonna complain. I love kissing Darcy. I'm almost positive she's using this practice thing to do intimate things with me. I'll continue to go along with it for now. Maybe I can make this practice even more exciting. You're right, practice makes perfect, and that's the attitude I like to see from my students. Oh, so you're the teacher and I'm the student now, huh? Yup. Okay, I can dig that. Now, as per request, we'll start this lesson off with some simple kissing. Yay! How do you want me? You're good as you are. Remember, I said simple kissing. So what does simple kissing actually mean? It means light kissing, no tongue and no groping. It's important you don't start too strong. You may scare away your partner. You seem very knowledgeable on this subject, Mr. Lord. Mr. Grimm, rather. It's just stuff I read on the internet. So, this is also practice for me. Well, I am the teacher, after all. Remember what I said, and let's begin. Okay. Surprisingly, she is actually listening to me and kissing very delicately and simple. This is a nice change from the last time we kissed. It's almost as if these kisses have more meaning. Alright, enough of this simple shit. We need to get to the advanced stuff. Darcy pushes you onto your back and gets on top of you. No! Those weren't my instructions. And there'll be no cussing and no talking back. I'm sorry, Master. Please forgive me and teach me about advanced kissing. Please. Aha, she's playing the part now. This is getting fun. I'll let you off with a warning this time, but next time there'll be a punishment. A punishment? You better believe it. Okay, let's continue. For advanced kissing, our bodies will be closer together, and we can let our hands wander a little bit. Can we use our tongues? Yes, Darcy, you can now use your tongue. I'm ready. Go ahead and lay back for this one. But remember what I said, just a little bit. That means face, neck, and upper body are all fine. Gotcha! Is this good? It's perfect. She's really working her tongue. It's like she's massaging my tongue with hers. Maybe she should be teaching me. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm enjoying this whole role-playing thing. Even though we're only kissing, this is turning me on a lot. I can see the appeal of these role-playing fetishes I see on the internet. Sounds like she's enjoying this just as much as I am. I'm surprised she isn't touching or groping my upper body. This is advanced kissing, after all. Wait a second. Looks like I spoke too soon. I feel her arm moving under my elbow. We have a naughty student that doesn't like to follow my instructions. I'll let her go for a little longer, but then it's punishment time. I wonder what kind of punishment I should give her. Darcy, stand up right now. What did I tell you about following my instructions? You told me that if I don't follow the instructions, there'll be a punishment. Aha, look at that face. She's acting all cute and shy like a nervous student that doesn't want to get in trouble. So adorable. That's right, so now it's time for your punishment. Please take it easy on me, Mr. Grimm. Your punishment will be a spanking, but because this is your first time, I'll take it easy on you and only give you 5 slaps. Spanking? That's right, 5 slaps. Now hurry up and bend over my lap before I end more. Darcy keeps up the act and nervously gets on your lap. No, no, no! What? I'm not going to make you do it bare-ass because it's your first time, but you'll have to lose the shorts at least. You can keep your underwear on. You are wearing underwear, right? Yes, I am. She's actually doing it. Good. Now I want you to count out loud each time I spank you. Up to 5. Yes, Master. This is so fucking awesome. Alright, here we go. 1. Ow. Darcy, I said count them. 1. Aha, this is for elbowing me in the face. 2. She's yelling pretty loud. I hope her grandma or mama doesn't hear us. From the talk I had with Miss Gilmore, I don't think she'd care, but this might sound like I'm beating her. Well, if Darcy doesn't seem to care, then neither should I. 3, 4, 5. Aha, she hasn't broken character yet. I wasn't spanking her my hardest, but I knew that had to sting a little bit. Her ass is already getting red. Okay, now where were we? We were at advanced kissing. Right, advanced kissing. Since you did well at advanced kissing, we'll move on to the next lesson. What's the next lesson? Well, in the natural progression of things, kissing and groping of the upper body would be the next thing. So get back on the bed and we'll continue. Darcy gets back on the bed and then raises her hand. Yes, Darcy. Well, just say it, Darcy. Could you demonstrate on me? Since we mostly focused on your body yesterday, pulling down your shirt wasn't in my instructions, but it would make the next part of my lesson easier. So I'll let that slide. Oh yes, demonstrating on you is a great idea, Darcy. Go ahead and take your shirt off and we'll start. After kissing, the next thing you do, want to do is move the neck and give soft and gentle kisses like this. And at the same time, you can let your hands wander a little more, but again, only around the upper body. Then go down slowly and continue the gentle kisses until you reach the chest area. This is a big erogenous zone, so you want to focus on this area and continue with gentle kisses here. I like that. Next, you want to introduce some licking and sucking. It feels wonderful. Then you can get adventurous and playful, maybe even some gentle biting if your partner's into that. That is a good way to practice. Oh my, this was an excellent idea. She may have a petite body with small breasts, but I like petite girls. And honestly, I think a lot of people, especially younger people, they need, like, sexual practice. You watch a lot of porn, that's really not it. Like, you really have to take your partner and learn what he or she likes and do the thing, right? There was one meme that was shared. It was a woman that said she was with an autistic guy. And the autistic guy was good on pattern recognition, right? As we usually are. So basically, she would say, well, this is the thing I like, so I want you to do this thing all the time. And because he did that thing all the time, she's having like 8 orgasms a night. Because he just has that recognition where he does the same thing over and over again. And that's the thing that gets her off. And he knows, well, that's the thing that gets her off. That's the thing she wants to do. So I'm just going to recognize that pattern and do that every time. So she's having ridiculous orgasms. And women are jealous because she's got an autistic guy, you know, that basically understands pattern recognition and can do the same thing over and over and over. Because that's the way I am. Like, I mean, autistic minds is kind of how we think. We're just like, okay, that's the thing you like, so that's the thing I'll do. Like, why would I do anything else, right? Like, if that's the thing that does what you want it to do, then that's all that needs to be done. So it's a little different, I guess, with autistic people. But, I mean, even if you're not autistic, like, just knowing what your partner wants is the most important part of it, you know. And a lot of people, they just get to fucking, and sometimes that is what somebody wants. Like, sometimes they're just like, I want that dick. And that's literally what they want. Like, they want it raw, they want it hard, they want it rough. Like, that's literally what it is sometimes. But then sometimes people want other things. So listen to your partner and understand what they like. I never thought I would be exploring her body like this. Now, I'm not into petite girls, obviously, but I know some of you are, so you may like this. Not to mention how submissive she's being. I'm going to town on her tit, and she loves it. Darcy is so turned on, she lets her own hand wander. Is she doing it again? She must really like getting spanked. Damn, these nipples are mighty tasty and I don't want to stop. Darcy! Again? Haha, I think I might have actually scared her this time. Or maybe she is just an excellent actor. I'm sorry. You need to learn some self-control. I'm not letting this one slide, so it's time for another punishment. Yes, Mr. Grimm. I wonder if I can push this a little further. She seems to be enjoying it. No underwear this time. I'm not taking it easy on you anymore. No underwear? Yes, you heard correctly. Now hurry up before I add more slaps. Come on, we don't have all day. Fine, but don't look at my... you know what. Oh my god, it's working. I thought this was going to be the point where she broke character and said something snarky. Damn, she's got a cute little butt. And it's still red from the last set of slaps. I don't care much for spanking girls, but being able to do this to Darcy is incredible. It's almost like we're playing chicken and seeing which one of us will stop the act first. Are you ready? Yes. There's one. Allie. Darcy, you need to be counting. One. Thank you. Two. Three. Four. Should do this one a bit harder. Oh, Lord. Five. This is so fucking awesome. I can't wait to see what's next. Her ass is nice and red now. She's taking it like a champ. And it looks like she's enjoying this a lot. She's soaking wet down there, haha. Who would have guessed that Darcy is a secret masochist? I would have. Okay, we'll stop at 5, but next time it's gonna be 10. I'm sorry, Master, it won't happen again. For the first time, I think I can see a slight smile on her face. What's the next part of the lesson? Eager to continue, huh? That's good, I like the enthusiasm. Lay back down as you were and we'll continue. Darcy! I hate to interrupt whatever it is that you're doing, but your mother is doing that thing again and she's calling for you. Grrr! Motherfucker! There's the Darcy I know. I'm guessing she didn't want the practice to end. Damn it, Grandma. I'm sorry, honey. I know you have company, but... Yeah, I know. I'll be out in a second. Sorry, Grim. We're going to have to continue our practice another time. That's fine. Is everything okay with your mom? Yeah, she just has lots of issues. I'll tell you about it another time. But wow, that was an exciting lesson, eh? Practicing like that is a lot more fun. Haha, yeah. You really got into character. I was surprised. Me? You were acting like a scared little girl. I was waiting for you to break character, but you never did. Where did you learn all that stuff? It felt like you were a real sex teacher or something. I've read a few articles on the internet. Interesting. Okay, I need to help my mom now. No problem, shoot me a text later. Hey, are these your keys? Yeah, they must have fallen out of my pockets while lying down. I see you still have the key to my house that I gave you. Does it still work? Yeah. You should give me a key to your house since you have one to mine. So you can come in and give me a surprise every morning? No, I just thought it might come in handy someday. That's why I gave you a copy to my house. Alright, I'll give you a key to my house. I don't think Tiffany would mind. Yippee. Keep thinking of, like, Mario for some reason. Like, this whole theme sounds really Mushroom Kingdom-y. Alright, see you later, Teach. Later, Darcy. Yes, at last, I'm finally home. After all the crazy shit that's happened to me, I'm finally where I want to be. I can hear some music playing. It's about that time of day when Tiffany's working out. Wonder if Valerie's here. I did tell them yesterday that I'd work out with them soon, but I'm pretty tired right now. I got plenty of exercise in these last 24 hours. I really don't need any more. I wouldn't mind watching them work out again. Just as I suspected, except I don't see Valerie anywhere. She's watching another workout video from the 90s, but this one isn't dancing. Some type of punching and kicking workout? Tybo, I'm Billy Blanks. Well, everything in this house looks like it should be. I think I can finally breathe a sigh of relief. Tiffany sure does have a great body, but it's a little weird watching her without Valerie being around. Maybe I should put this bag on the counter and go to my room. Is there, like, stuff I need to check out on here? Not right now. Maybe I should put this bag on the counter and go to my room. Grim! Hey, Tiffany. Come here and give me a hug. So good to have you in my arms again. You gave us quite the scare. I apologize again for not telling you before I left the house. I should have at least left a note. It's all right. You're home now. We'll talk about that later. Yep, it's taboo. I'll let you finish your workout and go to my room.
No, no, I was just finishing up. Come sit down with me for a minute.
Okay.
Oh, you picked up my order from Seegers.
Thank you, Grim.
No problem, Seegers. I think it's supposed to be a reference to Bob Seger.
Did you see Janelle there?
Yeah, she was there. Very nice lady.
It's been a while since you last saw her, huh?
Yep, yeah, couple of years.
I don't even know why I ordered that. It was all Val's idea. It's not like I have anyone to show it to.
Wonder if Grim would like to see it.
Bet he would.
I mean, just to get a guy's opinion.
No, he wouldn't want to see me like that, right?
Signs point to no.
I already made things confusing and awkward for him by getting him hard yesterday. I would tell her she could show me, but I don't know what's in that bag. It could be transparent or something that shows full It could be transparent or something that shows nudity, so I better not. I never thought to check it out before giving it to her.
I feel bad, though. She seems lonely.
Hold on. I need to wipe some of the sweat off. Tiffany takes a nearby shirt and starts wiping the sweat off her face and body.
Damn.
She is pulling her boob to the side to get the sweat between her breasts. Doesn't she realize that she's doing this right in front of me? Sometimes it seems like she's doing these things just to tease, but I'm not sure.
What do you think?
I've been noticing these little things ever since I turned 18. Did you see Valerie when you were coming in the house? She left just a couple of minutes ago.
Shit, I think she just caught me looking at her breast.
How could you not? It's right there.
The breast was looking at me, clearly, right?
No, I didn't see her. She was asking if you would be joining our workout today.
Sounds like she was looking forward to it. I'll join you guys the next time. Just let me know when.
We are working out tomorrow at... We're working out tomorrow at the same time.
Alright, I'll be here. I'll let her know.
Hey, Tiffany, are there any open positions at your work?
Yeah, I think there is. We just had one lady move out of town and haven't filled her position yet.
Why, you want a job there? I think you should be focusing on school right now.
No, I was asking for Skylar. Her mom just lost her job and I was wondering if you could help her out.
Where did she work before she got fired and what did she do?
She's a waitress at Roma Luigi's.
I don't know. We do need a front desk receptionist and a customer support person. Do you know if she has experience in those areas?
I'm not sure. I could ask Skylar, though.
I'll tell you what. Tell Skylar's mother to go to our website and fill out an application, and I'll make sure she at least gets an interview. How's that sound?
That sounds excellent. Thanks, Tiffany.
So you and Skylar are talking now?
Yeah, we became friends recently.
I wonder why Jessica never said anything about Skylar's mother.
I don't know.
So is there anything you want to talk about? Is everything okay?
I hate that I have to keep repeating these lies, but there's no way she's going to believe the truth.
No, I'm fine now. Like I said earlier, I just had a bad nightmare about Dad, and it put me into a sour mood. I couldn't go back to sleep, so I decided to leave the house and try to clear my head.
I thought those nightmares stopped. I'm really sorry, Grim.
They did stop, but they recently came back. I think it's because I've been thinking about Dad a lot lately.
I wish you didn't have to go through all that.
It's fine, Tiffany. I can handle some nightmares.
I know, you're a strong person. Your father'd be proud.
Grim, I'm gonna be honest with you. There's a couple things about your story that seem strange to me, but I'm not gonna pry. I just want you to know that I'm here for you, if you need someone to talk to. Just when I thought I came up with a believable story and was great at lying.
Thanks. I'll remember that. But I'm fine now. It's an older woman's intuition.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know.
So you were asking about Jenny earlier?
I don't know what I'm supposed to ask now.
She already answered my question. Maybe I can try to find out some more information about her?
Can you tell me more about Jenny, like what kind of person she was?
Jenny was such a loving person and always a joy to be around. Very, very intelligent person. People always said she was a smart one and I was the troublemaker of the two of us.
Aha.
It wasn't until college that she came out of her shell, became confident with who she was, and didn't let it hold her back. Such a shame what happened to her. She could have been anything she wanted to be. She had so much more to show the world. This is a good opportunity to ask her why she ended up working at the power plant. Why did she ultimately decide to work at the power plant?
That's weird you asked that. had someone recently ask me that same question. Who?
A lady that came into work and said she was an old friend of Jenny's. We started reminiscing about Jenny when she asked that question. Anyway, I remember this very well because it was never Jenny's intention to work at the power plant. She always had dreams of building machines and robots for companies like NASA, but then after she graduated, she applied for a job at the power plant. I remember asking, why the sudden change? Why not get away from this town and go for her dreams? She said someone told her how dangerous the power plant was, and being the curious person Jenny was, she did her research and wanted to know as much as she could about the topic. She said she originally had no plans of working at the power plant, but the more research she did, the more she realized it's one of the safest industries to work in and learned all about the opportunities that they had. I remember her saying something along the lines of statistically, you have a greater chance of being killed working retail than working in the nuclear industry. And the other reason was that she wanted to be close to family and be able to keep an eye on her father. She got to design and build machines there and enjoyed her work, so I was happy for her. Hold on, is she saying she started working there because someone told her how dangerous it is? I was that someone that told her how dangerous it is. I caused her death. I don't understand. Did this happen all along? Was that always the reason she worked there? Or did I just make sure it happened again? Doesn't make any sense. Isn't that some kind of paradox that isn't possible? My brain is hurting trying to figure this out. Grim, is everything okay? You seem troubled. Yeah, I was just thinking about everything and how terrible it is. I know. Worst day of my entire life and I think about it every day. And the events that followed a week later just make me sick to my stomach. Little Julia, that's a weird way to spell it, just vanished without a trace. And the cops had the nerve to suggest that maybe she ran away. Yeah, an 8-year-old girl loses her mother and decides to run away. Bullshit. They actually said that? Yeah, the detectives in this town are a joke. I still call them out occasionally to see if there are any updates on her case, but I never get anything new. Something malicious happened to that girl, I know it. With everything I discovered in the last 24 hours, I wonder if her disappearance is somehow connected to the power plant incident. Jesus, that Ty Bo... She's saying Ty Boo, but that Ty Bo workout is no joke. I think I'm gonna stick with my dancing workout instead. I'm so sore right now. Well, I'm gonna take a shower and relax. I'm beat. Hold on, before you go, could you rub my shoulders for me? Maybe massage my neck a little? Pretty please? This is the most cliche thing I see in my adult games with the landlady. It's always the main character giving the massages. And then eventually it turns sexual. Is this really happening right now? I swear I'm living in a simulation that someone's controlling. Laughing as they play around with my life, throwing me through time, making me a murderer. Okay, I need to calm down. It's just a massage. No need to get all worked up. We're gonna rub her shoulders, but we're gonna rub her shoulders next week, right? Okay, so we'll see you guys next week with more Ripples. Eternum coming at ya next.